Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. We are back for another week. Got some good tunes coming for you tonight. We will be right back. Thanks for listening.
I never had luck with them. I'm no ladies' man. I know that, Johnny. I never got girls down to kid in show business either, you know? Well, one girl told me, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home.
I'm yours for the getting. Talking foolish at the moon, I was gone. 1800 sipping. I can't get rid of you. All the places that I used to go and kick it. All this weight that I'm lifting. Trippy. Come meet me in the middle. Right there where you always be. Somewhere in between. You and I always be. Come meet me. Right there where we always be. Somewhere in between. You and I always be. Come meet me in the middle. Come meet me in the middle. Come meet me in the middle. Right there where we always be.
Without a space I can feel. In the words of the fan, pick it up if you will. Heavyweight on my mind, just a pretty brown thing with your head in the clouds. Won't you put the round thing in the palm of my hands? Up enough for the thrill, over your spiel. Open up, I can tell, I can see when it's real. And as soon as I grab a hold of you, I'ma have to let go of you.
Came down the block, something sick, but it's rented. I don't give a fuck, bitch, either way I'm in it. I ain't gotta prove to you that I got bread. Niggas talking money, but be broker than the bed. That I slept on back in my homie crib. Remember fucking hoes leaning all to the left. Don't know why they rock with a nigga, but they did. Damn sure wasn't the money, maybe it's the kid. Used to have a honey that I loved when we was younger, but somehow got disconnected before Facebook got so big. I used to search her name, hoping we could reconnect. But if I sent the message, would she still be on my dick? When I couldn't find her, had me feeling mad lame. Maybe she got married and she changed her last name. Maybe she just ain't up on the latest of the internet and ain't got into that, but give her time, that'll change. Bingo, what do you know? Years later, late night after a show, we here later. Brown skin, love high glow, your hair tighter. Ask, is it cool if I smoke? Go ahead, light up. High from your fragrance, I love, you smell pretty. No, I got it straight from the mud, my nails dirty. If somehow we both lose touch, I won't lie ya. Got me open way too much, I'm gon' find ya.
Sweet trippy, lost in the deep end. Like why the tea and fish scale, love to watch you swim. I can't get rid of you, all the places that I used to go and kick it. All this weight that I'm lifting, trippy. Come meet me in the middle, right there where you always be. Somewhere in between, you and I always be. Come meet me in the middle, right there where we always be. Somewhere in between, you and I always be. Come meet me in the middle. Come meet me in the middle. Come meet. Now always dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. This is Instant Crush, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Dave Jollis, joined by my two usual co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Finian Sicoccio. But tonight, we have an extra special guest in the studio. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
yo,
and our hometown of Washington, D.C., from Drexel University, user design and experience extraordinaire, and extremely good friend of the show.
Oh my God.
Max Wicks, how are you doing tonight?
Wow, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Finney and Jared.
That was a great speech.
How are you guys doing?
That was a really good intro. I'm doing good.
I wrote it down like 6 hours ago. I knew it was going to be a banger.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
Thank you.
Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Beautiful evening here in Medford, as usual. Glad to have our good friend Max on the show and excited to get back into it.
And beautiful Sunday morning, might I add. Technically, we've got 11 minutes in.
We may not have purposefully asked for Saturday nights, but we're glad that we're here.
And might have an extra long show for you tonight. No one after us? We might go a little bit long.
Hey.
Nice. It's a special night. We're going to have a special time. Jared.
Excited to be here.
Jared, what is on the menu?
Next up, we have a request from Abe himself. It's George Jackson. I can't do without you.
That's when I realized the truth. Darling, I can't do without you, man. I can't do without you. Every minute seems like years. I can't do without you, baby. I've cried so much, I run out of tears. I sit by the telephone, hoping you will call. Look at your picture, baby. I beat my head against the wall. I can still feel the fire from our first kiss. Every time I think about you, baby, I drink myself sick. I can't do without you. I'm like an addict hooked on drugs. You're my habit, baby. I got to have some more of your love, baby. Oh yeah. Never have I been locked up in a world of misery. I need you, darling, to set me free. Come back, baby, try me one more time. Oh baby, I'm about to go out of my mind. I can't do without you. I'm going out of my head. I can't do without you, baby. Without you, baby, I might as well be dead. Oh, baby, oh, baby, come on back to me, baby. I realize I made a big mistake, baby. I can't do without you, baby. I can't live another day without you. I need you, darling.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind.
it. I don't mind saying I just can't make it.
Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Happy, what's wrong? You look like you lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again? You look like you lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is at 4 he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fucked the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I could rap. That came second to me moving his crack. Give me a second, I swear I would say about my rap career. To 96 came. Niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox. And his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, here's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought that defines a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yep. And niggas get tied up for product, the little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I've made, every sister I've played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody's fault. I made the decisions I made. This is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
All right, we are back here on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a caller coming on the air. All right, who's calling? What's your name? What's going on?
My name is Layla Keen, and I'm wondering, what is Max Licks' favorite song?
My favorite song?
Good question.
On the spot.
It's a good question. I mean, we got a song coming up later that's definitely been one of my favorites lately. So, I mean, I don't want to say it.
Like, that's your favorite song ever?
Ever? I can't name a favorite song ever. Like, that's impossible.
You should be able to.
What's your favorite song?
Instant Crush.
Layla, what's your favorite song?
Yeah,
talk
Layla.
To us, Layla.
What's my favorite song?
Yes.
I really love this artist named Dijon.
She does.
I'm familiar.
My favorite song by him would be probably Pleasing.
Which one?
Pleasing?
I'm sorry, it's really loud in here, but the song is Sweet Thing.
Oh, Sweet Thing.
Sweet Thing. Oh, that could have been like any two words, yeah. To be honest.
Sounds like a good song.
I mean, do you guys have favorite songs? Like, is that an easy question for you guys?
I mean, I usually say Instant Crush.
Yeah.
I have like 10 favorite songs, but I have like a consistent 10.
I mean, one of my favorite songs, probably top three, is coming up later on the show. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the next song? I think it might be.
It could be. Go now.
Thank you, Layla. Thank you for calling.
We love Max Licks, and we love everyone at this radio station. I'm so glad you guys picked up my call.
Have All right, Layla. Well, thank you, Layla. We'll see you another time.
You too.
That was Layla. The Max Licks fan club extends even in to Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. You guys want to talk or what?
Abe, go ahead.
All right. First things first, Max. We've been watching some baseball, some playoff baseball.
Have.
He's from Philly. It's Red October.
Go Phils.
And you had some thoughts on the umpiring in recent games.
First off, Max, who's the Philly starting second baseman?
All right, Jared.
He knows it.
Trey Turner.
No.
Bryson Stott.
Bryson Stott.
I said that. That was going to be my second. Look. I checked the scores, man. Like throughout the whole season, I swear.
So Max,
never trust Max in a conversation about baseball or really any sport.
No,
to be
never,
honest,
okay. That's
so
crazy.
As is
that's
typical,
slander. But I was saying they should just automate strikes and balls.
Yeah, robo.
Like, it's not that hard.
What they're doing in the minor leagues,
is
you can. They're not automatically automating all of them. You can challenge certain ones, and then they will just immediately reverse it, which I like better because the ump should
that's
be there.
Right.
And I kind of like the close calls. I think it's part of the game.
Exactly. And I also think, like, I went to a minor league baseball game this season. I saw it in action. And what the umpires are really afraid of is the shame involved. They don't want to be
except
blamed.
Angel Hernandez. He doesn't really care.
But it's the shame involved. And it's one of those things like the NFL expedites reviews. It's just a 5 second. They tap the head, look back at the booth. The booth is like ball or strike. They show it on the big screen. And then next pitch.
I mean, the fact is every broadcast already has the square on the screen.
Right,
so anyone who's
exactly
watching from not,
I know,
but anyone who's watching from not in the stadium, like, it's like, this is a strike, this is not a strike, and they know.
If you're sitting behind the plate,
I think they should take that out when you're watching them.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, there should be an option to just remove the HUD.
Yeah.
Just absolutely nothing on the screen.
Because that's like
that's
fun to guess, you know what I mean, too?
Yeah, because then the announcers immediately, they're always like, well, that hit the corner. It's like the inch of it is like, it's barely there.
Yeah. But, hey, I mean, I'm with you on that, but as is typical among Philly sports fans, you just complain.
And we're going to bring it home, and we're going to get that W, and then we're going to head to the World
Series. It might
be
their year.
Red October. Honestly, I think that you're right. They are probably have the strongest.
I mean, what Schwarber is doing is...
Oh, my God. The most home runs in NLCS history?
They're just hot.
Crazy.
They're just hot.
I mean, I think they've also proven over the last 2 years that, like... You can buck certain trends in roster building and have success because at the end of the day, when you get to the playoffs, if you have 8 guys who can hit home runs and 2 of them get hot, that's all you need.
On paper, the Phillies are much better than the Diamondbacks. We're seeing the Diamondbacks have this incredible run through October. I mean, they leveled it up. They leveled up the Phillies just won game, so game 5. So now it's 3-2. But before, I mean, they tie the series and really...
Well, we would just want to make it interesting. Yeah.
I think that's true. That's fine. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you on the robo-umps. I think it's a good call. Finian, what are your thoughts?
Well, he said make it interesting. It just made me think about how many times the city of Philly has made it interesting in sports. How many finals have you guys lost in the past 2 years?
It's just a really interesting sports city, you know?
Honestly, I'd love to be a fan of that city in terms of sports. Cause
yeah, it's
how
sad,
about those Philadelphia Union?
Did they make it to the playoffs this year?
I have no clue. I think they did. I don't think the playoffs are on.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good.
I kind of stopped following.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I mean, they're all the way down at Chester. Like, do you ever have you ever been to
no.
a game?
And I could. They're not even that expensive, but it's just like an hour drive.
It's horrendously far. Hey, tough. I love
What's
it.
What's next?
We can get back to the music. I think another one of your fan clubs calling in, though. It looks like the line might have just gone dead. So if you're in the Max Wicks fan club, call back in a minute once we get back to the music. Next up, we've got Roses by Kanye West.
I know it's past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't want to take procedures. He claimed my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send her body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey, chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gonna be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke motherfuckers passed away, you telling me if my grandma's in the NBA, right now she'd be okay. But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together. He's grown. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Bitch, is you smoking reefer? You don't see that we hurt, but still.
I smile. The rose is coming to me.
Outside of the emergency room, you can feel my heartbeat, beat, beat. If she gon' pull through, we gon' find out soon. But right now she sleep. My mama say, they say she could pass away any day. Hey chick, what these doctors know anyway? Let me see the x-rays. I ain't no expert, I'm just hurt. Cousin Kim took off of work. Plus my aunt Shirley, aunt Beverly, aunt Clay, and aunt Jean. So many aunties, we could have an auntie team. Feel like A. Marie, it's this one thing. When they said that she made it, you see the eyes gleam. I think we at an all-time high. To get there, we run, we fly, we drive. Cause with my family, we know where home is. So instead of sending flowers, we the roses.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. We have another caller from the Max Wicks fan club. You are on the air. What's your name and what's going on?
My name is Pearl, and I'm just calling to talk to my friend Max.
And no one else?
Yeah, what?
Finney and Ava
and
Jared?
And everyone else at the radio station. I love all of you guys.
Oh, gee, thanks.
What motivated you to reach out to Max at this exact moment? What about him inspired this call?
You know, Max is one of my dearest friends, and also Instant Crush is one of my favorite songs.
Yo!
Woo!
Let's go.
Favorite song, favorite radio show?
Yes.
All of
exactly.
it.
So I was reaching out. I was wondering, you know, if I can request songs, that would be lovely. If not, it's totally cool. I just was curious.
We're going to go with a maybe on that one. You can give us a song and then we'll consider it.
Yeah, what would you request?
The Scribe Abe will write it down.
All right. Something About Us by Daft Punk.
Yes.
All right, we will try to work that in later later in the show.
That's a good one.
Wondering, you know, to my good friend Max, I was wondering, you know, how's the trip been? How's it going?
Yeah, Boston's been treating me well. We were down at the head of the Charles earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Rooting my younger sister on, Rowan, at BU.
Oh, yeah.
They did pretty well. Everyone was good. It's been rainy. That's the one downside.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's great to see the homies always.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, out of, like, if you were to say, like, 1 to 10, if you could rate it.
Please.
You know, what would it be? I'm just curious.
All right. I mean, I'll give my relative scale. I'll give, like, you know, DC's a 10. Philly's an,
Philly's
an, a 9.5.
All right. Boston?
And Boston's like a 7. It's not bad.
Wow.
I was hoping for a 9.
Like,
there.
I mean, it's Boston. Like, it's Boston sports. I can't like it too much.
You
like,
know, we're on a Boston radio.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you know, we're on a Boston
right
radio.
91.5 FM, WMFO, hey. Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keeping it freeform.
Go Birds. That's all I can say.
No.
That's really all,
right, now,
all I have to say.
If you had to describe Max's hair in three words or less, how would you describe it? Yes.
Yeah.
Max's hair.
Yeah, his hairstyle.
Okay. In three words. Oh,
wasn't allowed to cuss. Pearl, we're kicking you off the air. You get one pass.
Very sorry.
You get one pass. 5 seconds to say three words.
Okay. Wrong.
Cap.
Wrong.
Ginger, but not really. But kind
that's
of
a lot of
fair.
Words.
Fair.
Like Charles Barkley.
Steve Nash.
First ball.
Middle.
Mid?
It's
so
in the middle of his head.
So we got one thing that was like eight words.
It's
we got long, which is wrong. And we got middle.
So well, which is
mid.
Fair. He has a middle part.
Yeah.
It's true. Middle. It's very middle.
It is like the most middle part I've ever seen.
You know, personally, I'd say stupendous.
I take pride.
Extraordinary and beautiful.
And thinning. Oh, my bad.
Oh, come on.
Boo.
Well, that one's
that was a stray.
Jared hating on air. What's new?
It's a receding strawberry.
What?
I don't even know what that.
I won't even call that a stray. That's a bullet to the chest, and then one between the eyes,
you know,
dude.
I was playing flag football the other day, and a player on the other team said one of my friends, quote, looks like he runs like he's going to lunch. And I don't know what that means, but I've been thinking about it ever since. He said he looks
so
like he's running
though,
to lunch,
and he's
running to the lunchroom.
And is this friend of yours?
Is he
over or under the average weight?
He just runs weird.
Oh, okay. Then, then.
I have a ring camera.
What are you talking about?
Yo, Pearl with the strays. Right,
Pearl, I appreciate you coming on the air. We're going to have to let you go
well,
now.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Pearl. We're going to play your song later in the show. I hope you keep listening. Have a great night.
Bye, Pearl.
You're going to cut me off.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's correct. Good night, Pearl.
Bye-bye.
All right, she's gone. She's off the air.
That's horrible.
All right, what else we got?
Sorry, Pearl.
It's the Max Wicks fan club.
Speaking of the head of the Charles. My first time attending, I assume Finian and Max's.
Yes.
First time. I don't know, Jared, mm-hmm. Have you ever been?
I prefer not to stand by a river and like watch a boat go by for 1 second, but
you know,
on, to each their own.
You know,
so,
you're simplifying it down. You're dumbing it down a lot. I have to say that was one of the coolest sporting events I've ever been to. That was cool. We saw these three boats almost passing each other, crashing into each other. One of the coxswains had to dig his hand into the water to make the turn.
That was crazy.
That's honestly unseen. One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I was
seen
questioning
in my life.
The legality of that move.
I'd rather watch an NBA player make a layup. Just one.
Right. Come on. Yeah, man.
Nobody really asked.
It's my show.
What did Abe say earlier? Jared hating on air.
What's new? Making news.
Let's go to what's on the.
Yeah, what's the next?
What's on the playlist? Menu?
We've got a Max Wicks special.
Shout out to Theodore on this one.
Shout out to Theodore.
Shout out Theo.
Theodore.
Gift of God.
Roosevelt. Do You Love Her Now by J. Paul.
Thank you. coisa, a gente sente, fica pensando que está sendo amado, que está amando e que encontrou tudo que a vida podia oferecer. E em cima disso a gente constrói os nossos sonhos, os nossos castelos, e cria um mundo de encanto onde tudo é belo. Até que a mulher que a gente ama vacila e põe tudo a perder. E põe tudo a perder. Me dê motivo pra ir embora. Estou vendo a hora de te perder. Me dê motivo, vai ser agora. Estou indo embora. Melhor assim. É nessa hora que o homem chora. A dor é forte demais pra mim. Já que você quis assim, cada um pro seu lado. A vida é isso mesmo. Eu vou procurar e sei que vou encontrar alguém melhor que você. Espero que seja feliz no seu novo caminho. Ficar contigo não faz sentido. Melhor assim.
Me dê motivo, foi jogo sujo, e agora eu fujo pra não sofrer. Fui teu amigo, te dei o mundo, você foi fogo. Agora é tarde, não tem mais jeito. O teu defeito não tem perdão. Eu vou à luta, que a vida é curta. Não vale a pena sofrer em vão.
Pode crer, você costuma perder. Não podia me fazer o que fez. E por mais que você tente negar, me dê motivo. Pode crer, eu vou sair por aí e mostrar que posso ser bem feliz. Encontrar alguém que saiba me dar, me dá motivo.
Thank you.
De repente a dor de esperar terminou e o amor veio enfim. Eu que sempre sonhei, mas não acreditei muito em mim. Vi o tempo passar, o inverno chegar outra vez, mas desta vez todo pranto sumiu, como encanto surgiu meu amor.
Ella baila la portuguesa. casa y con amor canto yo esta canción. África va hacia un lado a la tristeza y otra más dulce no la podrás encontrar. Oye, el sol te va a sentir feliz.
We are back on Instant Crush. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We have another caller on the air with us. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, I'm Evie.
Evie, welcome to Instant Crush. First time caller, long time listener, I'm presuming?
Absolutely. I've been listening to Instant Crush for as long as I've been alive, just about, yeah.
That's how long we've been doing the show.
Yeah. Hi, Evie.
Hi, Max.
Max, do you know Evie?
I know Evie quite well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
speaking dog. To the mic.
That's my dog.
That's your dog.
Woof.
Yeah. Woof, woof.
Bark.
Do you guys have a dog in there?
Just us.
We got four dogs in here, actually.
D-A-W-G-S.
We got four dogs.
Dogs.
Ain't no kitties.
Ain't no pups.
Here with me, though. My roommate's kitten. Oh, my gosh, he's grabbing onto the phone right now. Can you hear Cowboy?
No.
Meow. Was that the cat?
Oh my god, no! Jared, that was a crazy sound effect.
You say sound effect?
Anyway, just wanted to call in and thank you guys for the phenomenal music recommendation.
Of course, no problem.
I did say sound effect, Jared.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Woo! That was me.
That's great.
Yeah, Evie. Recording? Or that was a real person?
That was me, actually. Yeah. I can do it again.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
He's really doing it.
Is my ringtone?
I'll send you the link.
Yeah. Evie, what you got to talk about?
I just wanted to thank you guys for the music recommendation. Seriously, you know, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else between 12 and 1 a.m. on a Saturday into Sunday.
Like, you know, that's what we say every week.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing else to be doing right now.
Honestly, yeah. It's really enriching. But, yeah, would you guys have any plans after this?
Probably sleeping.
Yeah. You know, we're going to stay up all night.
Oh, lame.
Heading back at 8:15 tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Sheesh.
Jesus.
Can't think of a better time.
We'll be all right, you know.
Flight or train?
Drive.
Oof.
That's the worst option.
No, the drive back from Boston is so nice.
Hope you enjoy Connecticut.
Said no one ever, yeah.
The world's greatest state. Second to only New Jersey.
Of course.
Well, okay, yeah. All right. On that note, I'm going to split, but yeah.
All right, it was great having you. Hopefully call back another time.
Certainly.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, well, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
That was Evie calling into Instant Crush. We're going to stay with you a little longer than our 1 a.m. normal end time, so we're going to get right back into the music, and we'll be back in a minute.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Sun.